On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
38 seconds to play. Cam Newton from the shotgun takes. Throws it out to their right side. Incomplete! Incomplete, and the Redskins hold the Panthers.
All right, one, two, three, fellas. Everybody exhale. The nightmare of New Orleans is over. Josh Norman is fine. Alex Smith is okay. The Redskins won a football game they absolutely needed to win. It got very dicey late, but the defense held. They got the win. They had to have that. J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Big thanks to the folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should ride with them. We are in the bowels of FedEx Field. Mitch has found our room, got a table, got a box for my computer, nice, comfortable chairs. Everybody's doing good. How are you, boys?
Doing great.
First time all four of us have been present on a post-game pod in the history of Redskins Talk. It's a big day.
Pete is fired up, I'm sure. Mitch?
Pete's very fired up.
Where? How do you rank on a fired up scale?
It's about a 7. It was a good win.
Well, I meant that Pete's on the pod.
Oh, definitely lower than 7.
Definitely lower than 7.
Yeah.
3.
Chandler's going to be like extremely.
I was going to go like a 5.5 or okay, something
well,
like that.
That's you.
Chandler, are you going to go emo after a big win like you normally do?
And I just kind of sulk? I'm going to talk in a calm, reasoned voice like I do after wins and after losses.
I don't know. You almost cursed last week.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
Can we get you to
let me look up almost cursing in the dictionary. Okay, it ain't cursing.
All right, well.
Can we get you to almost curse the other way today?
No. I don't curse.
All right.
That's up to you guys.
We're getting in the weeds on whether or not Taylor curses. Jeez, I curse plenty. To me, this win was Adrian Peterson and Josh Norman. That's what won this game. There are plenty of other players involved, but my immediate reaction is I point to AP just having a monster game, very banged up. This team controlled time of possession again. Peterson, I don't think, quite got to 100 yards, but he was right there.
97.
And he freaking battled, man.
Run he had, he lost a shoe at one point. The picture Steinberg tweeted of AP's shoe stuck in some dude's face mask.
Luke Kuechly.
That's incredible.
What do you mean some dude?
Luke Kuechly. I haven't had a chance to look. That shows you what happened in this game. The three of us, not Pete, I don't think, because he wasn't at the park, but we had our, like, how is this thing going to unfold? We're like, I think the Skins win. I think it's going to be ugly. And sure enough, the Skins win, and it was kind
of
ugly.
Yeah, I think all three of you used defensive struggle / low scoring game / running game in your descriptions.
I think we all went under on Adrian Peterson yards, not to get ahead of ourselves here.
Over-unders are going to come later. We're going to address that. Don't worry.
We talked about that we thought AP was going to struggle, and partially because the Panthers have a good D-line, and partially because he's so banged up. And, dude, he looked good.
Two things real quick. Shout out Tim Shovers, who's sitting here and taking notes. I don't know why, but say hi, Tim.
What's up, guys?
There's Shovers.
Best podcast producer this podcast ever had.
Ever had.
Ever. There's no doubt about it.
also, we were going back and forth trying to figure out the best way to present the Josh Norman, D'Angelo Hall, everything. And before the game, I had set up that I was going to talk to D. Hall for the podcast. Well, now that we got Josh Norman on the show and Josh Norman talked to D. Hall, that's way better than us talking to D. Hall. So when we get done talking, which we're going to try to tighten things up a bit, we're just going to go to the Norman and Hall conversation and let you guys hear all of it. Now, it was also Julie Donaldson and Brian Mitchell and Trevor Maddich. Everybody was on our set for what was really great television, but ultimately the conversation was about Norman and D. Hall after D. Hall's comments about being Hollywood and everything else. Norman responded, Tandler.
He did. He got that interception. He said he wasn't going to let what the wings of God's angels push that away from him while he was standing looking at him.
Sorry,
just one thing. Something along those
God's
lines.
God's angels were
rough. Because on the sideline, he was thanking Monte Nicholson for
not
letting
taking
him,
it from him.
For letting him go up and get that ball.
I had a better chance of catching it than Monte did on that play, I think. Norman was going to take it from him at all
costs.
No,
you didn't.
Yeah. Well, of course, now when that happens, the ball ends up falling to the ground incomplete, and you've
of
got
course.
Nothing.
Right. But the pick was impressive because he hasn't had one since Chicago Christmas Eve 2016.
19 games. Right. This is the 20th. So 19 games without an interception.
The pick was impressive, but that was just an airmail bad throw from Cam that you see every once in a while.
I think the strip.
The forced fumble was more impressive. I mean, just the athleticism. He practices and prides himself on that punched football routine. Mitch is giving me a weird look.
No. I was just going to say that was awesome. It was an awesome play. We've seen him do that much more than have interceptions over the years. And Torian Gray came over and started showing him the Microsoft Surface, not the iPad.
Not an iPad, Tim.
Not an iPad. About a play previous in that, and Norman was still, like, all fired up. He was doing his, like, best boxing man. He was shrugging his shoulders. He was, you know, still kind of throwing the right cross or whatever. He was freaking fired up at the end of that.
Yeah, and that play happened on the Redskins 37, so that could have been a Carolina drive going in, and instead it's Washington's ball.
Yeah, it was a big play at a big time. I'm ready to go to game balls. Any other kind of immediate thoughts that need to be talked about? They can't be that immediate.
We'll come up in
real
the game
quick.
Balls.
Well, not really, but okay. The Panthers gained more yards.
It's a hell of a real quick.
They did a lot more, but three takeaways by the Redskins.
Makes a big
no
difference.
Giveaways. That's what wins a lot of NFL games.
Terp DJ Moore.
Not a good day for him. Yeah. If we were doing a Panthers podcast, he would be a GOAT.
Who's the top GOAT? DJ Moore?
Yeah.
Probably, right? Two fumbles?
Two fumbles, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's bad. All right. Go ahead, Pete.
Are we going to do a conversation real quick about how this win was incredibly huge, but there still feels like there's some flaws with
this
team?
Dude, there's huge flaws.
Yeah.
The second half situation is
an issue now.
Is significant. Yeah. Right. And then they moved the ball, and they were ugly drives, but they were time consuming. I think that needs some.
Yeah, they got a couple field goals.
Yeah, they got a couple field goals. But, yeah, certainly. In no way, this is only a good win because of how bad the loss was in New Orleans. If they had just come from New Orleans and lost 28-26, then I think you're like, man, that was an ugly win. But the Panthers are a good team.
They beat a 3-1 team
with a quarterback
by Cam Newton who they'd never beaten, never picked off. You know, Josh Norman was the guy who got to pick him up. I think even in a vacuum, I think this is a pretty good win. Not a great win.
I'm with you. What I was going to add.
A very good win.
I think Taylor has all those stats, 4-0, 5-0 for North Turner.
North Turner. North Turner.
Deron Payne, that must have really registered for him that he took out North Turner. I mean, there's players don't give a shit about that. And it's so irrelevant.
I know, but
we got JB to curse.
I didn't say the players really cared about it. It's just something I'm pointing out.
Okay, dude.
Jerk.
Wow. My stat is that Panthers came into this thing averaging more than 150 on the ground, leading the NFL in rushing. Skins held them to 81 rush yards tonight.
Well, and most of those were by Cam, 43
right,
by Cam.
Right,
20 by a top five NFL rusher, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Early on, it looked like McCaffrey was going to dice him up a little bit. The first
15 yards on his first two. Yeah. No, excuse me, 16 yards on his first two.
Yeah, he was
just
popping eights.
Yeah, so popping eights.
that sounds like something the kids talk about.
Anyway, it looked like he was going to dice him up, and then John Allen, Deron Payne, that D line really kind of shut him down. Let's go to game balls and goes.
Okay, sure. Go.
Want me to go first?
Sure.
My man Dustin Hopkins.
D Hop.
Long
talk to him.
Long 56-yarder, perfect on the day.
Well, now you got to tell your
pregame.
His
other one wasn't that.
I'm getting there.
It was not a chippy. What was his first?
So while Tandler's looking up his chippies,
a 49 and a 56.
Pregame, I talked to D Hop on the field when it was raining. It was drizzling pregame. just asking him how he thought the field was, and he's like, man, the field's in good shape. He's like, a little water doesn't bother me. He's like, the ball's not carrying. He's like, I don't know what I got in me. I was like, you don't think you got 61? He's like, I think more like 55 or so.
And or sure so.
Enough, sure enough, that or so, 56-yarder, he hit. And afterwards, he said, I'm post-game to you. He said he caught it real fat and thought that it was way short. So
he did not say that.
I wonder what
– He said it felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. When the camera's on, he's giving me a different answer.
Well, anyway,
you'll see him in warm-ups, you know, going from 55 and 56 and just clearing it, you know,
by 10 yards,
slamming into the net. This one kind of
just barely
snuck over.
So maybe that was the catching at that or whatever. But he caught enough of it to get it through, and he said the ball felt like it was carrying a little better through the day, and he had a real strong day.
Pete, go ahead, bud.
I will do Sean Dion Hamilton making a big play as a rookie for the first time. The Redskins' offense had a really ugly first drive, but that forced fumble on the punt return set them up close to the end zone, and Smith scored the touchdown on the next play to Vernon Davis. Changed the complexion of this game right from the start. So Sean Dion Hamilton, welcome to the team, and congrats on your first big play and your first game ball.
You want to say the name again? You kind of
Sean Dion Hamilton.
There you go.
Shovers, well, replace that one with the one that I stumbled over.
No,
just kidding.
Keep it all.
No.
Yeah.
Keep going. Okay.
You've made enough Shovers edits for a while. You don't get a Shovers edit till after Thanksgiving.
Okay, fine.
I'll go with one Adrian Peterson.
All right, that was the obvious one. Yeah.
97 yards on the ground and a 5.7 average. You know, when he got
he got
95 in Arizona, I think he carried like 25, 26, 27 times. This was 17 carries, which is good. You know, it's a little bit less of a load on his body where he had, you know, basically injuries on every level. With the ankle, the knee, the shoulder. You might have gout somewhere. I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to get gout. I've decided.
I think you're a gout guy. Yeah. Like you have gout written all over you.
Like it's like if you enjoy seafood and alcohol.
Yeah. And your ankle / foot area is a big problem already.
Yeah.
AP for sure. I know we've already talked about him, but Josh Norman, 100% gets a game ball.
Probably the biggest game ball.
Pick and a fumble. Played well. I mean, there were. I'll tell you what, Devin Funchess is a better receiver than I think he gets credit for. There was one play where Cam put it up really high, and Funchess was able to go up and get it.
Norman
was right
over.
There. I mean, you know, Norman told a story that he took all the he had all the DBs over to his house to try to just kind of figure all this stuff out. For 1 week at least, I think it worked. There were no major coverage miscues. You still saw, especially down by the goal line when the Panthers scored and then scored the two-point conversion, that they have trouble with these crossing routes. The rub routes, the picks, whatever the hell you want to call them, remain an issue. But as Jay Gruden always points out, the other team is good. The other team has pro football players. The other team's going to make plays.
They stay up all night making game plans too.
Norman gets a game ball from me. Can't imagine there's any debate on that one.
Nope. Playing off that Norman having everyone over to his house post-game, I'm going with DJ Swearinger for a game ball. Post-game, he talked a little bit about it and said that it's something that he's gonna force all the DBs to do the rest of the way through. He felt like it made a huge difference this week.
Did you hear the Pernell McPhee story?
No.
Some steakhouse or something?
So I got to go back on Twitter. You know, we're all running so many different directions. Evidently, the whole defense went out for dinner, and McPhee picked up the check. And that was like to get the whole defense going. Not just the DBs, but, I mean, you're talking 25 people, maybe 30.
Hungry defenders.
If you brought practice squatters. And I doubt they went to Chick-fil-A or something.
No.
So you're saying
probably $6,000 or $8,000 at least, depending on how much they drank.
During the season, I mean, I love the Taylor just rattles it. Yeah, like, where the hell did you come up with that?
$200 a person.
All right, that's pretty good.
So
I would take the over on that.
Yeah. So by the way, Pernell McPhee gets a game ball if he's taking everyone out to dinner. Pete,
right. So you're saying people bond when they're led over to other people's houses. Perhaps Taylor should open his doors to us.
Perhaps other people should open their doors to me, too.
Well,
you guys are all welcome over to my house whenever you like.
I've been to Mitch's house. Pete and Mitch have been to my house.
Pete's been to my house, I think.
I've been to JP's house way too many times for his life.
Anyway, back to game ball. Hold on, I want to finish off with the DJ Swearinger.
Oh, you toss it to me, but go ahead.
Just go.
Because Pete was talking to DJ post-game, and DJ had his, I believe what he said was his first career strip sack. And Pete kind of didn't give him credit for a strip sack. And DJ took a little bit of exception to that.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
What did you say?
I was like, DJ on that almost strip sack. And he goes, it was a strip sack.
And the first of my career, by the way.
Yeah, and I go, my bad. I shouldn't have taken that away from you. He's like,
It was not ruled a sack.
That could be.
Well, we had quite a debate about this in the press box.
I'm certainly not going to go tell him that later.
So does he get a forced fumble? Does he get a forced fumble?
No, I think it was an unforced.
It was like a handoff.
No,
they ruled it as a run.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
which is stupid. Somebody's going to look at that film.
By the way, real quick, it was
They have Swearinger in here for a sack now and a forced fumble, so they must have changed.
They changed it during the game.
It was pretty spectacular. There were two offensive linemen that had positive rushing yards today.
Dude, Trent showed a little shimmy, too.
Yo, and
the Panthers guy tried.
Yeah, Hopkins wouldn't have had that field goal if it wasn't for... Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a game ball, Mitch. Don't give it away.
I was waiting for... Well, he didn't have that great of a game otherwise.
All right, Pete,
go ahead, Pete.
I'm going to give one to Paul Richardson, a guy who clearly wasn't 100%, who you could tell he's kind of gimpy. On a couple passes, he caught the ball and immediately went down to the ground, but he had a big gainer. He had the touchdown in the red zone. Paul Richardson... You might think of him as a skinny speed diva receiver, but this guy's tough, and he affects the game all over the field.
Skinny and speed, but who would say diva? He doesn't strike me
as a
diva.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
all.
You think of a skinny speed guy as like a diva who's not tough, like pass receivers, and you think, oh, he just wants to run on the outside, not mix it up or play hurt. But he certainly runs in the middle and plays hurt.
I think you're stereotyping.
Yeah, I think you are, too. Yeah,
just because you would not run over the middle and play,
him as a diva.
And play hurt.
I'm not describing him as a diva. I'm saying you think of a speed receiver as a diva guy who doesn't want to mix it up.
Did you just call him a diva?
He did.
Yeah.
Sure.
You did. Go ahead, Taylor.
Okay. I will go. His two-game streak with a sack was broken. I'm going with Daron Payne. I mean, he was part of the group that held McCaffrey to 20 yards. But he, on a screen pass to, I believe it was a tight end, over well outside the numbers, went over and made the tackle after a two-yard gain. I mean, where does it come from?
The athleticism that those
speed,
guys show to get out on those screens.
And to never quit on it either.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's something that we haven't seen here in D.C. in a while.
No. I'm with you.
From those guys.
Gosh, the Cowboys are rolling the Jaguars, huh?
24-0.
Me?
Hey, Blake Bortles, no lead safe with him.
For sure. Vernon Davis, leading receiver, caught the first touchdown. Vern played well. I think they're going to lean on those two tight end, maybe three tight end sets a lot, and I think it worked. I'm getting weird looks. You don't agree?
No, that wasn't a weird look at all.
Okay.
I was kind of trying to figure out.
Dude, he's the leading receiver with 48 yards.
No, I agree with that one. I was thinking what the next game ball was, and I was.
We might be out.
We might be out. In my head, I was thinking, does Alex Smith deserve one? But I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
That's what the weird look was. I was like, oh, I'm going to go out. Nah, it doesn't make sense. So I think I'm kind of good
on
game balls.
Maybe go Jordan Reed just for the one-handed catch and also the fact that
and
he attracted
big time.
So much attention away from Richardson on that touchdown, too. And it felt like he was
way more
impactful.
To Vernon, too, was because he was on the other side.
So a game ball, but not necessarily for the things he did, but the things he allowed others to do.
Also give a game ball to Vernon Davis for the celebration.
Yeah, the full-on
FedEx
leap
into the.
But evidently, he landed on like a Panthers fan.
He
landed on like an empty
into three Panthers fans.
He could have been out for 3 weeks.
It was pretty funny. It was spectacular.
I was thinking Mo Harris had a pretty good game, but like the yardage is nothing.
Yeah,
he had
3 for 13.
Brian Quick with a couple first downs. Everybody touched the ball today. They had 6 rushers.
Doxon had three catches.
Yeah,
ton of receivers, 6.
But game balls.
No game balls. I mean, they played well, and they were good contributors.
Good. A tip of the hat is Rich.
Yeah, hat tip. As Mount Rushmore listener Danny Frank explained to Rich Tandler, got to be a little tighter with the game balls, Tandler.
Okay.
Tandler gets a little fast and loose there.
I gave one to Daron Payne because he got a sack.
I'm telling you, I'm just reporting what the people say.
I think he's about to give one to Tony Bergstrom if we don't move on.
Well, let's move on then. Goats, Mitch, you start. It's a hell of a whistle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I got one. So go ahead, Pete.
Not a goat, but Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan still kind of invisible, especially as the pass rush really faltered in the second half. And it looked like Cam was just able to do whatever he wanted. Not that his throws were that accurate, but he certainly had time to make those throws. So Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith weren't goats, but man, somebody break through and make a big play. It's getting to be ridiculous.
I would argue a little bit today,
Pedro.
I was going to say, I would argue a little today that was part of the game plan was they were trying to keep Cam in the pocket, and they were obviously rushing hard, but they weren't going to get upfield and give him a chance to escape underneath. So today I didn't think was a big issue with those guys not getting out to the quarterback, to me.
I don't know. He completed 27 to 40 passes. I mean, his passes were not that erratic except at key moment like there on the fourth down at the end of the game.
Oh, you mean when it mattered?
Yeah. Well, they got him down there. To the 20, the inside, in the red zone. Okay, I do have one.
There we go,
and,
RT.
And it's Alex Smith. I'm sorry. He did not play well at all.
Brisket is good.
He did not. He completed his 21 of 36. He had a few spurts where he played pretty well. But I tell you what, they'd get with a few Peterson runs, a few passes by him, they'd get out to the Carolina 40, and then you know passes would start flying all over the
that
place.
That drive to end the first half was a total disaster.
That was an S show.
Yeah. You almost cursed.
I did not.
You censored
I intentionally kept it in.
He's got some jittery feet these past couple weeks, and it could be because of the O-line, but there are some throws that just are skipping to receivers well in front of them, and it looks just not great.
Speaking of the O-line, I might give a, what do you call after the fact, like a...
The posthumous?
De facto.
Well, not a posthumous, but sort of posthumous.
But like, yeah, sorry.
That's somebody who was like, dead, by the way.
I know game balls, we closed that chapter, yeah. But Brandon Scherff coming back in that game after whatever happened to his knee, he is playing very hurt. I'm not sure people get it, and I keep saying it.
Yeah.
But
keep saying it, though. It's important.
It needs to be said. I'm not sure. I wrote down Morgan Moses because he had that really key penalty on the Adrian Peterson on what could have been
a game clincher.
Well, Hop ended up getting that long field goal on that drive.
A touchdown.
But if they get that first down, they're inside the 20. You know, things are going a very different way. I don't know. Mitch, you got another one?
I didn't have one to start.
Okay. Well.
Fair enough.
I'm clearly paying attention. Back to the brisket.
Yeah, seriously.
This brisket's really good.
Okay.
Anybody?
What are we moving on to?
Does anybody have another?
Do you have any other goods?
I'm going to say Orsman. Don't worry, Tamler.
Orsman is not a goat, Tamler. How dare you?
I did do it earlier.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Let's thank our good friends.
All right. Bob Biagi was here. We got to see him and his son, Will. Thanks to the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Even though I already said this, Tamler, you know what's important this week? It's the last day.
You say it multiple times in the last
know, Tamler. I got a list over here, dude.
This is as organized as we see, JP, so let's...
That's what shocked me, let's
celebrate it.
That's what shocked me.
What's important this week, JP?
It's our last day of telling people to go to Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Go buy a Corolla for Tandler. Go buy a Tacoma for Keim. They got new cars, used cars. They got the Orsman Lifetime Edge. Go check out Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Tandler, you want it one more time?
Thank you for doing Orsman.
You're welcome. All right. Time for over-unders, unless anybody else has anything.
I don't know if my buzzer is going to be working today.
One thing, a couple notes I have here. They moved Alex Smith around a lot more. There was way more action out of the pocket. I think that helped him get... I know that Tandler wasn't happy with his game, but he played well in the first half, and I think that was smart of Gruden, O'Connell, whoever was involved in getting him moving.
Well,
RT?
He completed barely half of his passes in the first half.
All right, fun talk.
So I thought it was...
Let's go to over-unders.
Just because I'm not fawning over.
I'm not fawning over.
Performance by a quarterback who has a cap hit of well over $20 million.
Did you hear who I was complimenting? Did you even hear it?
No.
The coaching staff for getting him moving
for
around.
What? So what good does that do if he can't throw it?
Okay, dude. This is my life. Let's go to over-unders.
This is not just your life.
You know, it would be a pretty dull podcast if I just said, yes, hey, you're right, JP.
You're right,
I got you, JP. You're right,
you're
JP.
Right, Tandler. I
Thank
got you, Tandler.
This is my life is the best
We're not
line ever
it.
Dropped.
It's week six. I mean, usually we don't hate each other till November. It's coming early. We got a 13-game grind coming.
You guys also
way.
All hate me already.
It started in Richmond.
Oh, well,
to be honest.
That was a given.
All right, it is time for over-unders. Shovers, do you have the numbers?
I got them.
Well, I wanted Shovers to get to say something.
Okay.
Give him the numbers.
Tandler giving the mic to Shovers is...
He's just giving his phone. I'll share
no
the mic.
No chance he's giving
All right,
the
so
mic.
Our first one is always Alex Smith pass yard. Well, actually, we'll go in reverse order. So our wild card one was... Here, say it.
All right, so you want me to start with Cam TDs?
Yeah.
All right, Cam TDs, 2.5 over under.
Okay, Cam, and that's total touchdowns, passing and throwing. Cam ended with 2 touchdowns, correct?
2 passing. Correct.
Okay, and Tandler and I both said under, so we both got that right.
Ding, ding, ding. Rushing yards, Adrian Peterson, 67.5.
Tandler and I both said under. Mitch, that is...
Oof. That was a scratchy one.
Are you still catching up from Copenhagen? What was that?
A little bit.
Please don't ever do that noise again. That hurt my ears.
Don't worry. There's one more coming.
Not for me. All right. And then so Tandler and I are 1-1 each. We both thought under for AP. AP went way over. It was quite impressive. And then the last one we do every week, Alex Smith passing yards. Go ahead, Shovers.
268 passing yards.
I said Alex Smith would go under 268 pass yards. Let's just check real quick. Alex Smith finished the game.
I think it might have been close.
With
with more than 100 yards.
With 163 pass yards. That's 100 yards less than the total we set.
Yes.
So that,
I think that makes it an under.
That under was safe throughout. Tandler, however, what did you say?
I said over.
And what would that be, Mitch? What is wrong with you?
Okay, that's the last one. Thank God.
The buzzer was not going to be working well today.
He did.
That is a win for Team JP in over-unders.
Let's go.
That gives me a 2-0 lead on the year in over-unders.
Make sure you claim your cheer line in 24 hours or 10 minutes to try and take
it. I have a thought. What are the chances of a cheer wine to beer conversion if I win three cheer wines?
Three cheer wines
just
for
to one beer?
Yeah.
When are you and Taylor ever going to get beer, like single beers together? Yeah.
He would just have to buy one. That never happens.
I know.
I want Taylor to have to buy me one beer.
But I like that. That's three cheer wine to one beer?
Let's clarify. Yeah, that's good.
I was looking at a receipt the other day where I bought you a beer in Arizona.
Where?
Last time we were
when?
It's week six,
Taylor.
It's
the hotel bar.
That was week one.
Okay.
When?
And what? Have you showered me with beers?
I've showered
you
with
God.
Beers.
Oh, God.
No.
I hope not.
For the record, we were showering everybody with beers in New Orleans.
I gave you a case of beer.
You did?
Yeah.
it wasn't yours. Did you pay for it?
Did I not set it up?
You did
set it up. He could have kept it for himself and he gave it to you.
I kept it at my house.
Taylor's the only person who would say, free beer. Well, it's not your free beer.
And he's like, you never give me beers. And I'm like, I gave you a case of beer. And he's
I also
like,
would like to point out at the beginning of the podcast, JP pointed out that we're going to try and be a little bit tighter. All right. We are not doing that
Time for
right
us
now.
To go. Josh Norman talking on the Redskins post-game live. What do you call the book?
Redskins post-game live set.
He talked with D-Hall. They, you know, there was all the stuff about D-Hall calling him Hollywood last week. They took care of everything. We're going to that now. One more time, Tandler, thanks to the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so?
So should you.
All right, well done. Here's Jano.
Big check.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Newton under some heat. He gets his arm hit. It's up for grabs, and it is caught. It's intercepted, and it's Josh Norman at the 20-yard line. He got what he needed.
We are back on Redskins post-game live as the Washington Redskins finally defeated the Carolina Panthers. The last six times they had not done that. 23-17, the final. One of the reasons that they had such a dominant win here was Josh Norman. Finally, picking off your old friend, Cam Newton, as we welcome you back. It has been a long week here between Josh, D'Angelo, you know, the challenge of stepping up in the secondary, getting on the same page. And certainly you did that today, Josh. What was different for you?
Yeah, nothing, just preparation and prepare. You know, talking to my guys and, you know, talking to the secondary and look, putting it all out there and, you know, looking at them face to face as a man and saying we have to do better as a group, as a unit. And, you know, I take it on myself because I'm a leader of those guys and they look up to me and I just got to come out and do what we know we can do and perform at such a rate to where, you know, those guys, you know, trust in me and I trust in them and we all believe each other because we all we got, you know. We in there shooting in the gym from Monday through Sunday and that's what it all it takes, you know. We the guys inside doing the things that we need to do, working and work out every day. It's just something special. You just got to keep this going, y'all, you know. Just got to keep it going.
Yeah, was it a little bit extra motivation knowing, hey, we got Cam Newton coming to town. We didn't play great on Monday night. and knowing we hadn't beat those guys in a while.
Yeah, man, I was very much so blessed and fortunate enough to, you know, have another shot at it. You know, when you come back, you know, when you come with those adverse times and those situations, you know, God created us for such as these moments in time. And in these moments in time, you look at these opportunities, and it seems as if we have a Jameer for the fanatics, you know? it's all out there for us, and we just got to go and take it.
Yeah, y'all don't gotta make it easy.
No, we never do. We never do. I mean, it's crazy.
Do y'all talk about that amongst yourselves? I mean, you have a 17-point lead, and before you know it, everybody in this stadium is biting their nerves going, what is happening here?
I know. And somebody's looking around, you got to make a play. And, you know, so fortunate it happened that the defense came back on the field, and we started and we finished it. You know, we started where we finished, and they tried to get in there, but we held up, and we locked out, and we were strong at the point of attack. And you can have a defense like that, man. Everyone wants to get a side of that, and we had a good time.
And Josh, it's about consistency, like you said, you know, trying to keep doing it, make it be something that's repetitive. How do you get on that consistent mode?
Well, we have another great week of practice like we did this last week. We really do. We go in, and we have communication. Everything starts and ends with communication. And everybody know what they're doing, and we're on the same page, you know. It's not like a wild Chinese fire drill out there. You know, we all on the same page and doing the same thing. And then execution. Execution got to come into play once you have that communication. And then all balls to the wall, you know. All dogs get into the rock, and that's what we had. We did pursuit drill this week, and it was something that everybody know we was together, and we were running around flying to the football, and that's what you need to be a successful defense.
Josh, you talked to Cam Newton after the game. We saw the video, but we couldn't hear what you were saying. What were you guys talking about?
I talked to him before the game, too. Him and Luke, who was talking.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Those guys are coming. So.
I mean, you don't know. What'd you
tell him? He ain't going to tell you.
Oh, man. We was in the weight room, and he caught me doing my lift. And I was just like, hey, guys, we lifting. We coming for you. And he was like, don't worry. We'll be down there soon enough. And I was like, okay, well, I know you guys got some specials cooked up for us. And we're just going back and forth like that. And then finally we see him out there on the field. Look at him.
Hey, now, I sent a little tweet out during the game. I think after the first pick, or was it the fumble? Might have been after the fumble. The first pick?
Yeah.
After the first pick, I said, I don't even remember what I said. I said something along the lines of, I added you, and I was like, Josh, weigh the ball out. If I need to be the bad guy to get that kind of performance out of you every Sunday, bro, I will be the bad guy. So tell me what you think. Tell me what's on your mind. Come on, you over here quiet, man.
Are y'all friends now?
Talk to me.
It's not, man. It's all good. I truly, that's what it is, you know? I see. It's all a part of the, you know, it's part of the job description.
Absolutely.
I understand that. I mean, you got to come in some kind of way. Got to get on and say something. So, therefore, you know we hear it, though. You know we hear it. You know, I'd rather read conversation coming from you than have me on the phone having that conversation. But I get it, you know. We all part of the, you know, the media aspect. And like I said, I respect the hell out of you.
Well, Jay, let me defend myself a little bit. Now, I didn't come out and say, sit Josh Norman down. He's not playing great.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. What I said was, someone asked me, hey, he got benched. What do you think? Well, hey, Josh got to make some more plays. Right or wrong, I think he's kind of doing a little bit of other things instead of really focusing in on this. And you said, well, nah, this is me. And I didn't have no problem with that. I didn't agree, but we don't have to agree.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what makes for healthy conversation. I'm not going to always agree with you. You're not going to agree with me.
Right.
You think I was wrong? I thought maybe you were wrong. And so I'm man enough to say, hey, bro, you balled out. Keep doing your thing. Because you keep doing that, and we're going to win a lot of football games. Because those guys follow you. Whether you know it or not, they follow you. So when you balling, they're balling.
Right.
And in turn, we're balling.
Yeah, right. We had a great day. We had a great outing. But, you know, some things that go on the field is not a statistic thing in what we do. But it's at the end of the day, you know, all those guys, you know, they rally behind us, you know, and they all for us no matter what happens. It's all 11 guys. It's not one guy, you know. Really understanding this, not one guy that makes this thing go. It's all 11 guys. And it just seems as if, you know, everything, if something happened, is always, you know, it's going to be us. And I take that, and I really do. I take it on the chin, and I hold my head high, and I carry myself as such. And I don't really look at it as anything that, you know, he did out of the confines of you. Trust me, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Just when that fact, it's just, you know, God raised us for times like these, like I said before, and we just got to be man enough to accept that challenge and go carry on and go forth. Because at the end of the day, man, it's all those, you know, 53 guys in the locker room plus the guys that practice on a practice squad. And you know that from Monday through Sunday, everything we do it within each other in house. And like I said, I respect the heck out of you and everyone else. And it's just, that's just how we go through the game and life.
I'm going to end this kumbaya real quick, Drew. Let me end this kumbaya with one more thing. Nothing that I've ever said has been malicious. It has been strictly to see you shine, because I've sat in that room with you. I know what it takes to be great, and I know you have what it takes to be great.
You know how hard
and
we
I
work.
Just want to see you keep your foot on their throat. Absolutely. And keep grinding, man. And I do know how hard you work. A lot of people don't see it. They don't see the after practice time you put in and all that other stuff. And so, like I said, if I'd have got that call from D Green and said, hey, look, man, you ain't doing what you need to do. We need to see a little more out you. I was going to try to put on that performance you put on today. So hats off, my man. Way to do your thing, brother. I'm proud of you.
For sure, man.
Well,
I will say
this. When we do watch the game, Josh, D-Hall is always one to say, look, Norman was a max effort guy. He is a max effort guy. We saw that today. He's got his little hat. So this is the – what is this now?
I don't know, man. It's the little brimless thing we're going with. That's the
– Who cut way. This off for you? Did you do this yourself?
Yeah, I mean the crazy thing is that the hat was right there by my locker, and the scissors was right next to it. So I looked at it, and I was like, should I be – that Hollywood guy and just go.
Yeah, right. But here's the thing.
I said yes.
You and your buddy Cam. Cam cuts the brim off his hats too. So look.
He does, man. So he started a new wave, man. It's out to number one. But
there you
go.
You know what? If the scissors were here and the hat was there, you couldn't resist.
Know, man.
I'm glad that your wallet wasn't where the hat was.
I was about to say. Yeah.
No, man. That's my guy, though.
Josh, we appreciate you taking some time coming up here, talking with D'Angelo. We're glad that this is all water under the bridge. But here's the challenge, though. You ready? I'll send this one to you. Mm-hmm. And I got all of these fans backing me up because we want Dallas.
Yeah, we want Dallas.
We want Dallas.
That's been the change.
So this consistency thing, we would like to see it again next week, okay?
We want Dallas.
All right.
We need Dallas.
We need Dallas.
Absolutely,
that we do.
Man. We need Dallas. That's for the vision.
Congratulations on the interception and the forced fumble after that as well.
Catch is made into Redskins territory, and the ball is out again. Ball is out again, and Mason Foster with the recovery. Boy, they set up DJ Moore, took it right out of his hands, and the Redskins get it back. Might have been Josh Norman with that punch.
You're
it
right,
was.
Larry. 24. He's back.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.